What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and we have a lot to break down today, from Captain America Brave New World, our first official promo for them, to Marvel Studios making some studio and filming changes, and some news about Avengers 5, Shang-Chi 2, and Armor Wars. Did you forget about Armor Wars? Don't, because it looks like it is still getting made. Yes, Disney CEO Bob Iger has announced that they did cancel some projects, but it looks like everything that has been announced so far is pretty much safe. Now, it doesn't mean they can't go back and say, never mind, let's not go through with this after all, but for right now, most of what has been announced seems to be safe over at Marvel Studios. Plus, Marvel has really done everything they can to make sure these movies are at least going to be good. Really, they're doing everything they can to make sure these movies are great, they're amazing, so even if they fall short of that, at least they'll be decent movies. Now, they've done that with Captain America 4 Brave New World, and like I said, today we have an official promo for them that's been released. So let's break it down, but first, big reminder that today is the final day to enter the giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 or Xbox Series X. We give one away every single month, so today is the last day to enter for April. All you gotta do to enter, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment down below. And we'll announce the winner in the next few days. So what's really interesting is we've actually been getting some first looks from McDonald's. This is actually where we are getting our first look at Joaquin Torres's Falcon in Captain America Brave New World, and this isn't the first time that McDonald's has shown us something. In fact, we've gotten some pretty big reveals from McDonald's, which sounds weird to say, but we have via some toy leaks. Their promotion for their upcoming toys that they're going to have at McDonald's have actually showed us a few characters, like Red Hulk. Now, I would say this confirms that Red Hulk is in the movie, but of course, we already knew that. There are some people out there who still doubt that Thunderbolt Ross, who is now played by Harrison Ford, will turn into Red Hulk, and that's fine, we'll wait and see, but a lot of evidence is there, including this McDonald's Red Hulk toy leak, and next to him is Diamondback, which was interesting to first find out about because, as far as we're concerned, the Serpent Society is no longer a part of Captain America Brave New World, but it looks like Diamondback made the cut, possibly because she is the romantic interest for Sam Wilson in this movie. And McDonald's has done it again. We have a picture here of Sam Wilson's Captain America, and in the back, we have Falcon, the new Falcon, Joaquin Torres, in his full Falcon suit. And I've heard some people say this online already, and I have to agree, he does kind of look like Vulture. Little bit of Vulture vibes here, although of course they are not the same, the wings are not the same, the suit is not the same, and for some people thinking that maybe he picked up some materials left over from Vulture, I definitely don't think that is the case, because from what we've heard, Sam is going to be getting an upgrade for his wings. He is not going to be giving up his wings. Just because he is now Captain America doesn't mean that the part of being Falcon, the suit, the wings, goes away. In fact, from what we have heard, it sounds like Sam Wilson is getting an upgrade for his wings, and his new ones are going to be made out of vibranium, possibly even adamantium. Adamantium is about to be talked about in the MCU, according to recent reports. In fact, at the test footage that they showed at CinemaCon, in one scene, it is said that Thunderbolt Ross, as the President of the United States, in front of the world leaders in a conference, publicly thanks Sam Wilson and Joaquin Torres for retrieving what he calls the discovery of the century, which was stolen from a Japanese mining site, which most people believe is a reference to adamantium. We also learned from the footage that Thunderbolt Ross, or President Ross, wants Sam Wilson to reassemble an Avengers team. So perhaps if they do have adamantium and Sam Wilson's Captain America is going to be leading this new team, perhaps his upgrade for his wings could be adamantium. If not, it sounds like they're going to be vibranium. And it makes sense because if you're gonna have Sam Wilson's Captain America fight Red Hulk, he's going to need them because he does not have super soldier serum in him. He did not take the serum. He's just a man, a normal man, no superpowers, no enhancements to his body. So his enhancements, so to speak, are his adamantium or vibranium wings and of course his vibranium Captain America shield. This is what he is going to use to go up against Red Hulk. And I don't know if they changed this scene, but what we heard before is that the final scene where they do their really big fight one-on-one is supposed to take place in the White House. Not sure if that got changed, we'll have to wait and see on that, but whatever the final fight between Red Hulk and Captain America is going to be, Let's hope it's awesome. So go ahead and let us know what you think about this first true look at Falcon, the new Falcon, in the comments down below. I say true look because we've got kind of concept art for him before, but this is the first live action first look. Now, great news for X-Men, Avengers 5, Shang-Chi, and Armor Wars, like I mentioned in the beginning. It looks like things are going really well behind the scenes over at Marvel Studios. They are working on a lot of big projects, and when they are starting to film these projects, most of them have actually moved over to the UK for filming. Now, there are many reasons that they are doing this. They struggled with the strikes happening in Hollywood. There's some possible tax breaks they could get, but one of the biggest things that a lot of people have noticed recently is that when they film things over in the UK, it seems like less gets leaked. Think about Deadpool and Wolverine. We know that a lot is going to happen with Deadpool and Wolverine, a lot of different cameos. And really, we only had one scene leak. When it comes to leaks and paparazzi photos of the actual set, we've only really had the one scene leak. And even with that scene, we didn't get too much spoilers. There were definitely some in there, but we didn't get a ton. In fact, most of the people that we saw in the trailer, we didn't actually see with these leaked photos. So for whatever reason, it seems like they're doing a better job at keeping leaks from getting out over in the UK. And according to Nexus Point News, Avengers 5/Avengers the Kang Dynasty, Armor Wars, and Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings 2, they are all set to begin filming over in the UK very, very soon. They report this: among all this uncertainty, one thing we are happy to be the first to report about Avengers 5 is that a new listing has included the film date and location for the movie. According to the listing, Avengers 5 will begin filming in January 2025 in the United Kingdom. They also go on to state Armor Wars is set to begin filming in the United Kingdom and Atlanta in January 2025, coinciding with the current filming schedule for Avengers 5. And they state that it raises the possibility that Marvel Studios might be planning to shoot both productions simultaneously. If they opt for similar settings, it could lead to cost savings. There's also the possibility that these dates could change, which wouldn't be unprecedented for either of these movies. They then continue on to state Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings sequel is set to begin filming in March 2025 in the UK. So a lot happening, not too long from now, a little over a half a year to go. And what's exciting is before we get to that moment, January 2025, where two of these projects are going to begin, and then in March of 2025, we're going to get a lot of information about these films. In fact, at San Diego Comic-Con this year, we are expecting a lot of announcements, including the complete reveal of Phase 6. And the big question is, are they going to reveal the X-Men movie as a part of Phase 6? According to insiders, yes, the movie is coming before Avengers Secret Wars. In fact, according to Jeff Snyder from the Hot Mic podcast, they just about have the writers that they want. He states that they are pretty close to hiring a writer for the X-Men film, with an announcement likely coming in the next few weeks. That is really, really soon. Now, I wouldn't expect a huge announcement. I wouldn't expect a release date or an official title. They're simply probably going to say, these two people are now on board to write the upcoming Marvel X-Men film. And this has been reported before by a few major outlets stating that Marvel Studios is looking and has met with writers to helm the next X-Men movie. They haven't said when that's coming, but like I said, insiders state before Secret Wars. So a lot of really exciting stuff happening with Marvel Studios. It seems like most of the delays, if not all, are over now, thankfully. Great news for us fans. So go ahead and let me know what you think about all of this new information in the comments down below. And if we do get the new X-Men team before Secret Wars, who do you want to see in the team? Let us know in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on all things in the MCU. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.